Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Life Talks. I'm Nadia, and I'm here joined by Emma.
Hi, everyone.
And today we are going to be talking about food, which is a very broad topic, actually. But we're just going to be talking about what we like, what we don't like, and maybe have a small little argument about some certain foods. But yes. Emma, would you like to start talking about perhaps what you eat on a daily basis?
Yeah, of course. So I am a college student, so what I eat on a daily basis is typically what I am willing to put the effort into making. It really depends. I try to keep my diet healthy and mixed, but I will say there is a lot of room for improvement. But yeah, I make whatever I really enjoy or are craving that week. That is a perk of being able to cook for yourself. So, for example, a recipe that I tried this week was making like the Din Tai Fung cucumber salad, which is so easy to make, and I had all the ingredients at home. So, but it was my first time, and I really like it, and I use it as a side dish. But yeah, so I really enjoy eating all types of things. I've also had like my share of pastas as well as like salmon, etc. But yeah, why don't we go to you, Nadia, and then we can go into what our main like takeout or like going out to eat foods are.
Yeah, so well, for the last year I've also been in college, but I did not cook for myself. I ate from the dining halls. So basically most of my meals were whatever the dining hall was serving that day, or I guess which dining hall I went to. And they had a lot of options. Not all of them were good, but they did have quite a few options. I noticed that a lot of the time I was defaulting to stuff that was, I guess, easier to eat or quicker. Or more like junk food, like they had burgers or pizza and fries. So a lot of the times I had to stop myself from just defaulting to grabbing a piece of pizza and then heading out the door because that would not be healthy. But I tried to eat salads and actually a lot of things like tofu that I don't usually eat, I started eating because they actually had a lot of very good vegetarian options or vegan options. So yeah, but also a lot of pastas. I would say those were probably my main source of carbs. And just like plain salads. I don't really like putting anything on my salads, which I know a lot of people do, but I don't like doing that. So just plain lettuce and lots of things like eggs and pasta and the occasional meat if they had well-cooked meat that day. Which they did not sometimes. But yeah, usually at home though, not I'm home anyway, I eat more Italian food because I am Italian and it's very easy to make pasta, obviously. So it's just something that gets made a lot. So again, pasta, main source of carbs for my like whole life. But yeah, I would say the food that I usually eat isn't super diverse because it's just a lot of pasta and a lot of like rice stuff. And that I've eaten more diverse foods in the last year because of the dining halls than I usually eat.
And I think one of the great things about just like a planet like ours is that there are so many different types of cultures, and each culture has really good food. I'm pretty sure if you gave me like a dish from every culture, I'd be able to find something that I thoroughly enjoyed. And so I grew up eating a lot of diverse meals, and I found that my favorites, whether at home or when we go out for dinner, I really enjoy Middle Eastern food as well as Mediterranean food. And then I'd say like pasta. I do enjoy going to my nice pasta restaurants, but I will say those two, Middle Eastern and Mediterranean, are my top two. What about you, Nadia?
I think it kind of depends where I am. When I was at college, the main thing I would eat if I ate out was Thai food or sushi because those are just like what were available. Like I could very easily Uber eat something or I could just buy sushi from the local grocery store. So they're very easily available and they're very good, actually. But now that I'm here, I think I eat more like Middle Eastern food just because there's a lot more of those restaurants around here. The one I've been to, like going to my whole life, that's right by my house, it's super good. I love it. Like my whole family loves it. And I would say I still eat a lot of like sushi and stuff. I think definitely sushi is one of my favorite things to eat. But I don't eat a lot of like pastas and stuff when we go out, just because we eat them so much at home. So it's usually like other culture foods if we go out.
Yeah. Is there anything that you think you want to try in the future that either you have had before but you want to try again, or something you haven't had before?
Oh, this is something I recently had actually in college, because one of our RAs was kind enough to pull out her hot pot for us. Was I had hot pot basically, and she got all the ingredients for us and we made it ourselves. But I think I'd really like to go to a restaurant like that you can do it there, because I think that's like also an experience. It's not just the food, but it's also the experience of like sitting with your friends and cooking food together. So I would definitely say hot pot. Otherwise, I don't really know. I think one thing I did miss from California was In-N-Out Burger, which I think is only in Northern California. I don't know if they've expanded yet. Or is it Southern Cal? I don't
I think they have in Southern California.
know. Okay, it's mostly a California thing, as far as I'm aware. So that's definitely something I'd miss. So, like, good burgers like that. Definitely did not have those back in Atlanta.
Yeah, you're so right about the hot pot, what you said about it being kind of an experience, not just cramming food down your mouth. I think food definitely is an experience, and it can be super fun to try things. I've always been raised with, like, you can't say that you don't like it until you try it. And if you really don't like it after you try it, then, like, valid. Like, okay. But I've always been taught to try things. And so, let's see. I will say I definitely like food with a lot of flavor as opposed to being pretty bland. Some foods I'm kind of okay. Well, the first thing that pops into my mind is like Iceland, Norway. I actually don't think I'd like the food, but I don't even know what their food really is. So I'm just kind of curious to what they eat. I'd also want to try, like, I guess whatever they have in Australia. I don't know if it's like a mix of different things. But I don't really know much about either of those cultures, so I guess I'd want to try and figure out what those are.
Yeah, I definitely think that it would be nice to like go out more and experience new cultures through food, because what we have at home here in this town anyway, it's a lot of the same stuff. A lot of Middle Eastern restaurants, a lot of East Asian restaurants, a lot of Indian restaurants. And that's kind of just because that's what population that is here. But it would be cool to go around and try other kinds of things.
Yeah. Is there anything besides hot pot that you'd want to try?
Don't really know. I'm not like super familiar with food that I'm not used to having, but I think I guess another thing I forgot to mention, like I really like Mexican food. It's like a large part of what I ate when I was at college, because we had a restaurant that was right next to us. That was a Mexican restaurant, so I would go there all the time. But I think trying things that aren't very like well known, you know, like if you go to a restaurant that's like this is blank culture's restaurant, they're going to have like a couple of things that are very famous. But you kind of have to go to a country to figure out what is famous in like certain regions, or like what is lesser known food or more difficult to make food. But that's very popular there because it's very good. Like I know when I go to Italy, like my grandparents will bring us to like very small family owned restaurants, and those restaurants have things that you cannot find like in your average Italian restaurant in the US. So I would say stuff like that. Sometimes it's like more specific to regions rather than a whole country.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Like when you go to a country and you actually be able to immerse yourself into that culture, there are so many things that just like aren't publicized as much that you learn about, like whether that's about the people or about the food. broader and better understanding of that country and its culture. Just super off topic question, on whether you like tiramisu.
Oh, I love it. I actually made some the last time I was here because my mother has a good recipe for it. But I love it. Honestly, now that you bring that up, I am going to make it again since we've got a lot of leftover lady fingers. I do love it. Do you not like it? Why are you asking me this question?
No,
Good.
I thought I would like it, and I don't like it.
Oh,
I know, I'm so sorry.
why? Okay, I'm gonna make you some, and then you can see if you like it. When did you have it?
I've had it at numerous different occasions, and I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know what it is. I thought I'd really like it, actually. And I just don't, I think there are better desserts out there.
I disagree. Politely, I disagree. But no, I love it. It's so simple to make too. Like, it does not require a lot of ingredients. Does not even require that much time. Just need to be a little careful. But no, I really like tiramisu. Yeah, I guess it's like a thing that comes from where I'm from, so like I should like it. But yes, it's very good. I recommend it for everybody who's not Emma.
See, that's another thing I wanted to bring up with food is that like taste buds are always changing. And I'm trying to remember if after going to college any of my taste buds really changed. I don't really think anything I became like super in love with that I wasn't before. But I am curious to see down the line how things change. What about for you?
Well, one thing I noticed that is actually really funny to me is that, you know, when you were little, I don't know if you were like this, but I really like sweets. I still really like sweets. And I know a lot of kids, like, they like stuff that's really sweet. And then when I was little, my mom and my dad would always be like, that's too sweet for us. Like, we'd get the bland Cheerios, you know, not the Honey Nut Cheerios. But now that I've grown up, like, I've noticed that my sweet tastes have declined. Like, I don't like things that are super sweet anymore. I'm moving more towards liking like sour stuff or just less sweet stuff in general. Like, I can't handle that sweetness. And like that sweetness doesn't really add to the flavor of things I like. So that's just one thing I noticed. I also noticed that I really don't care what I eat when I went to college. Like, I tried a lot of different things. And for the most part, even if they were like bland or bad, like I was still okay with eating them. And I don't know. I know a lot of people are more picky eaters, but I really don't care. Like, if it's food, I will eat it.
Yeah, so with the sweet tooth, I definitely noticed that. However, I don't think it was a change that I had in college. My tolerance for sweetness really declined in high school. But that is a great observation that you bring up. And yeah, no, I definitely am picky with my food. Not picky as in, oh, if I don't like it, I'm not going to eat it. I will always eat what's on my plate. But I do have a taste for very flavorful food, or like I have certain cuisines I like more. But again, like I said, like I don't think I'm picky in the way that people most prefer. Like if everyone wants to go eat something, and it's not a food I really enjoy, I have no problem going. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the only thing I really can't eat is things that are super spicy. Because I did not grow up eating spicy food. My mom did not cook spicy food because she can't handle the spicy food. So that's like the one thing that I'll be careful of if I go out, that there's like I can tolerate the spice level that they give me.
Yeah, I actually think maybe that is something that has changed, is I think my spice level has declined over the years, or tolerance. I was never super into spice, but I could eat it, and then I just found that too much spice took away from the flavor of the dish. And so I kind of stopped adding spice to my dishes, and now, voila, I no longer can tolerate spice. And I'm like a very typical white person, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, I actually think I'm the opposite. Like, I did not have spice when I was little, so obviously did not build up a tolerance there. But as I got older, Like if I went to friends' houses or some stuff, like their parents would cook with spice. So I got a little bit more of an introduction to it. And I still have very low spice tolerance, but I can handle like some of it. So I think it's gotten better over the years. But yeah, I also think that adding too much spice to things ruins the flavor and the experience for me just because my mouth is now on fire. But yeah, so I prefer not to use it.
Isn't it crazy how the place that we grew up in or in the environment we're surrounded with has really shaped our food preferences and our tolerance for different things? And essentially, it can even be brought into like the view of the world, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of how you see the world, how you interact with the world, has to do with how the people around you interacted with the world because you're just learning from them. But it's really strange to me sometimes to think that, like, I see things a certain way because this person or because of this person. And I just take on other people's, I guess, actions, beliefs, whatever, as you grow up and to form your own. I think that's really cool, but it is strange.
Yeah, it definitely is. There are pros and cons to everything. I think diversity and having that growing up is very good and crucial. But yeah.
Is there anything that you want to learn how to cook? Not just eat, but to actually cook.
I think I want to get better at cooking Asian dishes. I don't have, I'm like learning how to now and buying all the different ingredients. And I've kind of been lazy and not wanting to buy like rice vinegar and sesame oil and soy sauce and just have so many sauces in my pantry. But I think I'm gonna start doing that. I really want to, like, the other week I made pad thai. I made the cucumber salad this week. I think I'm definitely making really good fried rice now, but I do just want to get better at doing that.
Yeah, actually, I really like Asian dishes because you can have a lot of flavor without like too many spices. And yeah, that's definitely like I definitely need to I first of all I need to learn how to cook. And then I need to learn how to cook stuff that's not just like what my mom usually cooks. Because I know I'm going to get bored of the food I eat if I don't branch out.
Yeah, that's another thing is that when you're cooking in college, I tend to make like a big quantity for the entire week, but I also tend to get like pretty tired of the food I make. So I've had to find a balance with that so that I'm not like eating the same thing every single day, but then I'm also saving money by making my food and not going out all the time.
Has it been difficult for you to adjust to making your own food?
I thought I was terrified of trying to cook on my own at first, but I was really patient with myself and I was like, sometimes if I just have to go get frozen food, it'll be fine. And I've kind of like been able to incorporate it. So the way I do is I go grocery shopping on like Saturday or Sunday, and then usually Sunday night, I make all my food. And it's turned out really well for me. It's a good system.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been talking about meal prepping and stuff, so that's definitely something I need to think about. But yeah, I am worried that like if I'm eating the same thing every single day for a whole week, I'm going to be like so tired of it.
Yeah, you start to learn like how many portions of things you should make, etc. Yeah. Another thing that I struggled with cooking in college is cooking or just cooking for one person is that when I buy produce, there's a lot of leftovers. Like for example, if I'm cooking fried rice and I want to add green onions in there, I'm not going to add like a really big stock of green onions in that like you would buy at grocery store. And so I usually have like a lot left over and I put it in the fridge, but like Because I only make dishes like once a week, and then if I have Asian 1 week, I probably don't have that the next week. Like it had the tendency to go bad, and I wouldn't know what to use it for. So it's really conflicted between the environmental impact of cooking for one person and like. And so the way that I did it is I started like when I get a whole chunk of green onions, I just top up all of it. And the leftovers, I would put in a sealable container and put it in the freezer. And that way, it's already cut and prepared for me. So far, that's been working out. And so far, I've only tried it with like green onions. But that definitely makes me feel a lot better about not wasting foods. And I can save money, so I'm not tossing it out. And when I want it, it's already cut for me.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I definitely think freezing things is important, because just can't use all the ingredients, but I don't know. Do you like have an agreement with your roommates about cooking, or have you just only cooked for yourself?
We all cook and take care of our own food. So sometimes we have roommate dinners where we'll all cook, or one person will cook for all of us, but that's purely voluntary. And yeah, but we all kind of take care of our own food.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be my plan for next year, but hopefully we can coordinate so it's it doesn't fall on one person or two people to cook a lot of food. But yeah, definitely
Yeah.
freezing things is important, and I hope that we are careful next year and making sure nothing in our fridge goes bad, because I not only is it wasting food, it is wasting money, and we don't
Yeah.
have much of either of those things.
I'd probably just stick with each person cooking for themselves, especially the first time being by yourself, because not only do you got to learn like time management and like going to the grocery store and stuff, but I don't know if I necessarily trust like if you're rooming with random people or even with who is and like whether I trust them to cook food, you know? And so I like having that control over what I put in my body opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, it's gonna be a new adventure, and I'm both excited and scared that one day I'm gonna forget to cook my own food and I'm gonna be screwed. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like being gentle with yourself. Like if you ever like are just so stressed, like it's okay like to sometimes do a quick pick me up and like buy something out, you know, like it's not the end of the world. And like I get that college students really want to save money, but it is important to prioritize your health.
Emma has very wise words, as always.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, Nadia?
No, I think that's all. I mean, obviously, we all have to have some connection with food. But I hope that whatever you are used to eating or whatever you eat out, you really do enjoy it, because there's so much food available to us, so many different cultures, as the world becomes more integrated. And it's amazing that we have all these options, all these flavors, all these spices, and all that. So, yes, definitely recommend going out and trying different cultures, foods, things that you're not used to, even if you think that you won't like them, because there's so many options available to us and so many good things out there.
Yeah, I cannot agree more with Nadia. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a good rest of the day.